Corey get new chairs.
News Radio KMAN. Good morning. Welcome to Friday. Jack, you called me a substitute. I haven't been called a substitute for a long time. That's not a bad thing, is it?
Oh, no. No, my stepson does substitute teaching.
Well, I am filling in. Jack Alston is here with EcoDevo, director for Pottawatomie County. It's great to have you in. Man, I tell you what, you got a lot of great things that are happening. You had this big announcement here, a couple of weeks ago?
Yes, Corteva Agriscience, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a research and testing facility for seeds in sorghum, soybeans, wheat, and corn. And they need it to be near, I guess, 80 acres in a triangle for testing. And when the call came to the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce, they said, call Jack over in Pottawatomie County. So that's all part of the Greater Manhattan Economic Partnership Agreement, is that we share leads, prospects together. Even if when someone is not in, they can we'll show an industrial park or properties or so forth. And the concept is working extremely well. And our board, advisory board, you go around the table in the advisory board and you look at the chair, and the chair works in Manhattan, office in Manhattan, but lives in Wamego. The vice chair represents the Manhattan Chamber, but her office is in Pottawatomie County, and she lives near St. George. So you go around the table, and everybody's, you know, integrated. And so there's a very, very thin line between the two counties.
Well, and that includes Gary County as well. You know, there's such an effort, you know, that the chambers have done and economic development directors have done, you know, with, you know, building this sense of regionalism. And that's a good case to show that it's working.
Yes. Yeah, so Corteva is really the first project, but under Jason Smith's leadership at the Manhattan Chamber, we've pushed forward, and we are we hired a company called Avalanche, and we've retained New Boston Creative Group to come up with a number of designs for a website, add more data, and now we have a very explosive data website. With a program called Headlight, and it gives you all the data you want and need to know.
What does that tell you?
Well, that tells you, say if you're a site selector and you're looking at an area and you go onto this site, it'll give you all the information you need to know, wages, salaries, acreage, building sites, some of the median income areas and what the growth patterns are like. And work with the industry is. So those are some of the key things site selectors look for. So this partnership is going to, you know, we're in the gestation stage now. And hopefully by, say, September, we'll be off and running. We're already heavily involved in Team Kansas. I'll be going to Philadelphia in a few weeks to participate with Secretary Tolan and trying to communicate with site selectors about our area of Kansas. So there's a lot of activity there. Our industrial park in Wamego is almost filled. We have 27 acres left, but maybe 15 or 10 are really usable. Our industrial park in St. Mary's is doing very well, and we have several prospects for that park right now, including a potential expansion by Sarto Countertops, which is gone from like 5 employees to 25 in a few years.
I did some work with Custom Wood Products.
Yes.
Here last year.
Yes.
And boy, they're growing too.
Yes, yes. They have an experimental unit for their frameless line in Maple Hill.
Yes.
And their plan is to build in Wamego, where they've already purchased property.
Yeah, they you know, there's so many growth aspects that a lot of people aren't familiar with around here. You know, I remember moving here, you know, when I was here in the 80s and then back in 91 or so, and Highway 24 was two-lane all mm-hmm. the way through, and there wasn't a whole lot there.
Yeah.
It's a whole different deal. It's such a different deal.
450 people communicate from Wamego to the city of Manhattan every day.
How many?
450 okay. people. Now the
that's a tenth of Wamego's population.
Yes. So yeah, but you got to include that there's children in that 4,000.
Sure. Oh, know. Okay.
But you think about Blue Township, and you know almost everybody works in Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
And think about how fast that's growing with the development out there.
And now there's an elementary school. They broke ground.
Elementary school is broken
that's
ground.
That's big news for, yes. For Blue Township.
Yes, yes, it is. And it's great news. It's great news. And the you know, it's funny because the one of the owners of the New Boston Creative Group has been elected to the school board, mm-hmm. and she lives in Pottawatomie County, so which makes it great, you know.
Mm-hmm. That so, personal engagement makes, you know, helps a lot of those things,
yes,
obviously.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And we're blessed by the leadership that we have in the county with you know, because we have the old sheriff is now commissioner. We're blessed with Dee McKee and Pat Wexelman, and they attend our meetings and they are active and interested in everything we're doing, as well as the city of Wamego. And we have a new city manager. And we're excited about that, and we've always had great leadership in the city of Wamego. As a matter of fact, they are getting the leadership award. The city is. For their outstanding work with the Corteva project, they moved a power line, a high-pressure power line, in the middle of the project when the developers were coming in and bidding on it. They agreed to move a power line, which cost some money. So
that's not an easy job.
No, no. And Wamego Telecom also moved their fiber. We're grateful for that. It's all about leadership. It's all about the board of directors, the leadership, the decisions they make, and you know I'm blessed by the board of directors and my excellent assistant Jessica Venneberg, who's been with me since I started, and she takes care of all the financials and packages all the loans, and we now have 39. Loans through the e-community program. They rate them in the state, and I guess we're rated like second or third most efficient. We have no defaults at all, and all of our loans are current. And if you go around downtown Wamego, and practically every company there has an e-community loan with us. We're really lucky with that.
What's going to be your next big challenge? Seems to me like, you know, you're going to need some industrial parkland.
Yeah, that is. You
is
hit
that
the
it?
Nose on the head. Yeah. Yeah. So as a matter of fact, we've retained Olson and Associates to come up with some cost proposals. We're going to take a good look at that. And we're going to need help from the city and the county. And, you know, with Manhattan not having a lot of industrial property either, sometimes that's the only alternative. As a matter of fact, Jason, who gets all of the leads from the Department of Commerce, and he asked me, can we send this one in? It's looking for 20 acres. And I said, no, we can't.
That hurts to turn something down like
that.
Oh,
yeah. And it's frequent. It isn't like it's like once a month. It's not like once a year.
How much land do you need?
If we did some sort of analysis on that, I'd say we need, 100 to 200 acres. Eventually, not now, but to service some of the companies that are growing in the area, we do need acreage.
Well, if you say you're getting, someone who needs 20 acres a month, you get those inquiries, that 100, 200 acres isn't going to last long.
No. No.
It's a nice problem to have.
It is a good problem to have, yeah. Right now in St. Mary's, for instance, we have three lots left, and we have four potential clients.
What do you do? See who pulls the short straw?
Well, you ask the board, and the board will make that determination, but usually it's based on how many jobs are they producing and is it economic base or not.
Yeah. Goodness gracious. Well, You know, there's a lot more to talk about here. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll be visiting, continue our visit with Jack Alston, the EcoDevo director, serving Pottawatomie County, and talking about some of the really good growing challenges that we have in our area. There's a lot of places in Kansas that can't say that. A lot. We'll be back with KMAN's In Focus in just a couple of moments here at News Radio KMAN.